when the storm was about to put the boat under and it was filled with water, the disciples came and woke Jesus up and they said, "Don't you care that we're going to drown? We're going to the bottom." And he stood up and he said, "Peace be still." And it was calm. And the disciples' question was, "Who is this?" And the answer to the question was, "This is the I Am." We're going to cover some more this evening, and we're not going to get done, but that's okay. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now to us, saying somebody is the Lamb of God wouldn't mean anything particular, because we're like, okay, this is a person, this is not a lamb. God really isn't into the business of taking care of sheep. And, you know, what does a lamb have to do? But the Jewish people understood that, because of the Passover feast that was established when the people of Israel were leaving the land of Egypt. They knew exactly what this phrase meant. And John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, and he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Who is this Lamb of God? Why was he here? To be slaughtered. What did the lamb do? He didn't do anything. Why is he slaughtered? For evil people. Who are the evil people? For God so loved the world, you and me. The evil people. That's why he was slaughtered. And that's why he came. No sin of his own, but for our sins. The punishment was your punishment. The cross was your cross. The evil was your evil. The sentence was yours. But he took it in your place. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He has a book. It's called the Book of Life. And the reason God knew that he would have to be slain was for your sins and mine. He knew that before the world was founded, before it had a foundation, he knew that that would be the case. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Who feeds you as a child of God? The Lamb. Who gives you sustenance? The Lamb. Who leads you to fountains of living water? The Lamb. Who wipes away the tears from your eyes? The Lamb. Isn't it good as God's sheep that the Lamb takes care of us? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now the they it's talking about in this verse is us, you and me. And God's people down through history have been overcomers. We live in a different world today. We don't want to create any problems. You know, whatever you want to do, you can do, and whatever this person wants to do, they can do. And let's just not rock the boat. Believers, for the most of the history of the world, have rocked the boat by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Notice the last phrase in the verse, "and they love not their lives unto the death." I'm sure you've heard about this before, but you know, it just blows my mind away that men who know the scripture, who have been faithful to God for years and years, turn away from that. And it's like, what happened? Because they love not their lives unto the death. They're afraid somebody might say something that's not so nice, you know. Somebody might not like me. Well, I have to do this because a lot of people are doing this. You know, joining the crowd, like we used to talk to teenagers about being pressured, peer pressure, doing the wrong thing. God's people have died martyrs' deaths because of Christ, because of the Lamb. Their life was not as important to them as the truth of God's Word. But today, people's lives are a lot more important to them than the truths of God's Word. So they sell out for anything, sell out to anything. And every creature which is in heaven and earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Mel can't sing, right, Howard? He knows that. When I get to heaven, I'm going to join the chorus. If you want to hear this song, by the way, it's in the Messiah. It's awesome. Lazarus was dead. Mary and Martha both said to the Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And Jesus said this, I am the resurrection and the life. That's true. We lose people. They serve their time on earth, and God has a retirement program that's out of this world. If you're not signed up, you need to be. The devil has a retirement program that's out of this world, too. If that's where you're headed, you need to get off of his list, okay? Because it's really bad news. He that liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. A lot of our churches in different places of the world have this verse on the church building written out in a whole bunch of different languages. And I always say, what does that say? And they tell me, it's this verse. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is only one way. Christ is, I am the way. Christ is, I am the truth. Christ is, I am the life. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone that is of truth heareth my voice. Art thou the king? He is the king. And on his vesture a name written, and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the king, the only one. He says, I am the king. For we know him that saith, vengeance belongeth to me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people, for it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. The Bible says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Some people say, I don't believe there is a God. When they step into eternity, they're going to say, oh, no. I don't have to answer to him. When they step into eternity, they're going to say, oh, my. too late. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God when you don't believe that He is a judge and that you will ever have to answer to Him, or you will, whether you believe it now or not. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, and he shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, means the truth of the Word of God. God is the judge. You will not be able to have a lawyer. You will not be able to say, you don't really know that for sure. You will not be able to appeal the case. There is no appeal. For he knows all things. He is omniscient. He is the judge. I am the judge. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God, and ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. New Testament, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, means manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy. Why? Why do I need to do that, God? What purpose is that? I am holy. The old timers had a phrase that said, the Bible is the final word of faith and practice. The new people, new fundamentalism, neo-fundamentalism, says the Word of God is the final authority in faith. Period. They don't say anything about practice. They don't say anything about holy. And God says, I am holy. Be ye holy. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14. God, who are you? Where have you been, God? When I go back to Egypt, who am I supposed to say sent me? What am I supposed to say, God? And God said, I am that I am. In Revelation 22:13, it looks like this, exactly the same thing. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God says, the eternal God. The only God. I was there in the beginning, Alpha, beginning, first. I am there in the Omega, the last, the end. Do you love the I Am? Review and I'm done. I am that I am, Moses, the eternal God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I am the Lord, the one in charge. You can't say no, Lord, can you? The two words don't go together, no and Lord. The only word that goes with Lord is yes. If you say no, Lord, he is not your Lord. I am the living God. He is alive. He is the only one. There is none else. I am the Creator. All things are created by Him and for Him. That's the purpose of creation, including you. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. He gave Himself, His body, for us, that we might have life. I am the living water of life. When we receive the water of life, our thirst is quenched. And out of our belly is supposed to flow living waters of life to quench the thirst of others. I am the living Word of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And we become His epistles written in the fleshly tables of our heart, so that all men will know and read the true epistle of Christ, the Word of God, and get to know Him. I am the light of the world to take away the darkness that the world lives in when they live without God. I am the door, literal door. If you're going to get to heaven, there's no other way if you don't go through the door, who is Christ. I am the good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He gives His life for the sheep. He gave His life for you. He gave His life for the world. He is the good shepherd that cares for His sheep. He lays down His life for the sheep. He is the good shepherd who knows His sheep. He is the shepherd that if you know the shepherd, you hear His voice and you follow Him. I am the true vine. Without abiding in the vine, we do not have life and we do not have sustenance. We cannot produce anything. For without Me, you can do nothing. I am love. If you don't know Christ, you cannot know love. If you know Christ, you can know love. Hereby shall all men know that you are My disciples, that you love one another. We are supposed to love one another as Christ has loved us, to the same degree, to the same amount of sacrifice. We're supposed to be those kind of people. It is a magnet that will bring people to Christ. I am the Savior, the only Savior. The reason He came was to save you, to take your place, to take your punishment, so that you can have life in Christ Jesus. He is the Lamb of God, God's sacrificial Lamb. The cross was an altar upon which God offered the sacrifice of the Lamb of God for you. He is the resurrection and the life. If a man dies, shall he live again? It asks in the book of Job, and the answer is absolutely. Do you have a question about that? Absolutely not. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, and the people that we've loved and known in the past who are no longer with us are with Christ. It's a fantastic retirement program. Make sure you're signed up. I am the way. The only way to salvation. I am the truth, the only real embodiment, truth embodied in a person of Jesus Christ and life, real living. I am the King, King of kings and Lord of lords. I am the judge. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. What are you going to tell Him? If there's stuff that's really wrong in your life, there's a really neat thing in Christianity. It's called confession of sin. You can dump it and be clean. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I am holy. Can you imagine a dirty God that lives in filth and trash of the world, that stays conformed to the world? Can you imagine that kind of a God? And He says, because I am holy, be ye holy. In other words, be like Me, God said. Be holy. And I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the eternal God. Before the foundation of the world, God existed. Forever and ever, God will continue to exist. And if we become His children, we continue to exist with Him. I am the beginning and the end. I am the I Am. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Our God is the Wonderful I Am. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the great salvation that He's given to us. We thank Thee for the great God that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the I Am, the eternal God who gave Himself for us and wants us to give ourselves to Him for His purpose. And we pray that we would do that, that we may hear in the day of judgment, well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the fullness of the joy of thy Lord. We pray in His precious name. Amen.